Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sure all of you get them. Some of you may send them. They are the letters that come with Christmas cards. Not the personalized letters, but the letters that describe the events of the past year. Some of them are quite entertaining and informative. Others of them are rather ponderous, as they talk about little Billy getting his woodworking merit badge, and it rained all week on scout camp. I received this one from a friend of mine, Roger Berner. Roger's a pastor. He and I were in the same area when I started in Pittsburgh, and then when I moved on to the Metro DC Synod, he came about a year after that and has remained there ever since. For some reason, he wasn't inspired to follow me when I moved to New Jersey. I don't understand. But this was a letter I thought should be shared. Christmas 2017. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. A foreign power invades, and now they pull the strings from afar. They set up a phony government in the homeland dependent on these foreigners. Greed is the motive of the foreigners and the local puppet government. Together they promise the people security in exchange for their freedom and are willing to say and do anything to keep their positions of power. They promise to keep the peace through law and order and use deceptions and lies, military parades, intrigue, circuses, and slaughter the innocents to maintain their power when they feel threatened. Many of the religious leaders are willing to sell out their faith and morals to share in this power. This is the playbook of despots and dictators through the ages. It was also Joseph and Mary's situation. Joseph and Mary were required to travel to be registered for the tax rolls to enrich the emperor and senators in Rome and their puppets, political and religious, in Jerusalem. When they arrived in the town of Joseph's family line, there was no suitable place for their child to be born. So they found a barn in the alley behind a luxurious hotel where the rich were eating, drinking, and being housed in comfort. As Martin Luther said, when they came to Bethlehem, they were the lowliest and most despised and went to a stable to lodge with the cattle, while many cutthroats lodged like lords in the inn. Luther went on to say, "There are many of you in this congregation who think to yourselves, if only I had been there, how quick I would have been to help the baby. I would have washed his linens." You say that because you know how great Christ is. But if you had been there at the time, you would have done no better than the people of Bethlehem. Why don't you do it now? You have Christ in your neighbor. You ought to serve him. For what you do to your neighbor in need, you do to the Lord Christ himself. Christmas is not the story of long ago and far away. It is the story of every generation and every place, including today. When we're tempted to fight evil with evil, the birth of Jesus calls us to fight evil with truth and love. The best way to respond to the Herods, politicians, and religious coalitions of our time is to follow the example of Christ, to feed the hungry, to give a cup of cold water to the thirsty, to provide for the homeless, to speak up for the poor, to seek justice for the abused and oppressed, to welcome refugees, to visit the sick and the imprisoned, and to protect the young and the elderly. This is faith and hope, active in love. It is the clearest and most powerful message we have been given, the only power that can bring light into the darkness. When I follow this eternal mandate, I find strength and real joy, even while the political and religious threats grow louder and lower every day. So I am wishing you a strong and joyful Christmas and New Year, filled with love. Roger. It is a celebration of a gift we have been given. To live our lives in that manner is to celebrate the gift that God has given us in that babe in a manger. That babe that grows to set for us an example of life, of what at our very best God intends for us. While we'll never be able to make that standard part of our lives each and every day, it is still the struggle we're called to be able to seek out, to be Christ in the world, to seek out to be what Christ has done for us, an example and in reality. For we have that opportunity. We have been given that gift of love. We have been given that opportunity to share, to care, and to embrace the needs of the world. As we celebrate this Christmas, we celebrate understanding that God has given us all that we need through the celebration, through the gift of that child whose life we celebrate today, given us all we need to be able to truly make a difference in the lives of people around us, to be able to give the cup of water to the thirsty, to be able to house the homeless, to be able to visit those who find themselves sick or imprisoned, to be able to serve our neighbors, and to love as Christ has loved us. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed 2018. Amen.